Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to talk about shoulders. Haven't talked about shoulders in a while. You've got a journal article that talks about a treatment for shoulder pain, but let's just talk a little bit about background. This is not an uncommon problem. The incidence of shoulder complaints in primary care is about 12 cases for every 1,000 patients that we see in a year. Not surprisingly, shoulder pain occurs much more commonly in the elderly, but also in certain working populations where the incidence of shoulder pain can be as high as 15%. It also is common in those who do specific sports activities, particularly things like swimming and tennis and throwing and perhaps weightlifting and volleyball and other sorts of activities. Within shoulder injuries, the prevalence of rotator cuff disease that's identified by either surgery or imaging increases from about 10% in 20-year-olds to about 62% in people over 80. I should caution listeners in that if you do imaging of the shoulder, you're going to find about 60%. It doesn't mean that 60% of people over 80 are suffering. It's one of those things that if we look, we shall find. Nonetheless, rotator cuff disorders are a significant source of morbidity, and we talked about some of the high-risk groups. There are certain chronic conditions that we know are associated with an increased risk, at least for rotator cuff disease, including those that are overweight, those that have diabetes, perhaps those that have hyperlipidemia, and perhaps the hyperlipidemia isn't so much the hyperlipidemia, but our treatment of it with statin therapy that may attenuate this risk among people who have high lipids. Nonetheless, the platelet-rich plasma, often abbreviated PRP, has been proposed as a treatment for chronic disease of the rotator cuff. Not a lot of evidence. You found an article in Arthroscopy. That's the name of the journal. It starts on page 1584. It attempts to answer the question, are platelet-rich plasma injections of the shoulder beneficial in the non-operative treatment of rotator cuff disease? And it specifically is looking at adults. Mark, this has been moderately popular amongst our orthopedists and sports medicine docs. Is there evidence for it?
Well, it's we do enter a bit of an evidence-free zone when we start talking about platelet-rich plasma, and it's good to see some. And Arthroscopy is a good journal, and this was a well-done systematic review, and it's good to see some evidence start to come out about this. There is some, if I remember correctly, for plantar fasciitis, for I think tennis elbow, there's some reasonable evidence of benefit for platelet-rich plasma, but not for some other conditions. So these investigators, they searched Medline, Embase, which is the European version, plus the Cochrane Library for any randomized trials. They only looked at English language trials, which is a bit of a limitation, and you should be able to get around that these days. They compared platelet-rich plasma PRP injections with control treatments in adults with chronic rotator cuff disease. They did the usual thing where two investigators analyzed the quality and abstracted the data in parallel and then reconciled any differences. The five studies was what they found with 214 patients. So average of just over 40 studies per patient, which means lots of some small studies, and small studies tend to have more biases. They found that three were at moderate risk of bias and one was at high risk of bias. So not the greatest body of literature to answer this question. The control groups got either steroid injection, which is actually kind of an active treatment, not really a passive control, dry needling, saline injection, and exercise therapy. And the follow-up was 6 to 12 months, and they basically found little difference between active treatment with PRP and any of the control groups, looking at pain scores, disability, range of motion. In the two studies where PRP was used in the treatment group and the control group got exercise therapy, they actually had better outcomes in the exercise therapy group. So bottom line, the review found no evidence that supports any additional benefit of PRP for chronic rotator cuff. And it was no better than saline placebo injections, and actually exercise therapy was superior. So you know, exercise therapy, physical therapy is still, you know, the go-to, you know, recommendation for this condition.
Yeah. What do you think is driving this PRP?
I, you know, it sounds, you know, sexy. It sounds, you know, there's some plausible reasons why it might work in terms of the, you know, anti-inflammatory properties. And, you know, we can charge for it,
right,
you know,
right.
We can bill for it. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, you're seeing stem cell therapies getting the same sort of enthusiasm, again, with a lack of evidence. You see lots of programs, including some pretty prestigious ones, doing lots and lots of stem cell injections for chronic knee pain and osteoarthritis, and, you know, not keeping track of their results, not studying it, not doing any trials. So I think we have to be skeptical until we see some evidence that it really is effective for our patients.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Mark. Nice review. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.